Good day, everybody. I'm Carson Horn for the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time for your afternoon wrap-up. We'll have complete market details for you coming up after this.
W.D. Bentley ushered in Cooperative Extension for Oklahoma. 100 years later, OSU wheat researchers have introduced a new bread wheat variety as its namesake, one that brings resilience to grazing, drought, spring freezes, and soil acidity. Bentley posted 7 years of top-tier yield performance in university trials and offers award-winning commercial baking quality. Bentley provides a unique blend of genetics from Texas and from Kansas Overly Variety with OSU's true graze and grain breeding stamped in. Log on to okgenetics.com to learn more.
We care for the land and our livestock.
We have a firm foundation in our roots
and a vision of a bright future for our families.
We work in rural Oklahoma and live in rural Oklahoma.
What we do here touches the world.
We are the Farm Families of Oklahoma Farm Bureau.
We are rural Oklahoma.
Well, livestock futures remain mixed today following a lack of support in meat values and inactivity through the cash cattle market. Lean hog futures continued to lead the complex lower, while the cattle market was stuck in very narrow but mixed trading ranges that were seen through the live cattle futures complex today. Momentum seen from the buyer support today quickly eroded, and the lack of follow-through support in beef values from this morning's report continued to create questions through the entire complex on whether or not the recent gains in future prices will be able to sustain and push through market fundamentals. If beef values and cash cattle trade is unable to follow the recent gains higher in futures, the longevity of widespread futures buyer support will be in jeopardy. A lack of general direction in the futures market through the day and stable beef values have both sides trying to focus on the potential long-term market direction, and it's likely that trade will be pushed into Thursday or Friday. And gains seen through the cattle complex started to erode today with light to moderate pressure seen in the feeder cattle futures. Trade volume through the complex remained at a near standstill as traders are unwilling to aggressively sell into the market, which has shown significant support over the last three sessions. The lack of fundamental support developing as traders head toward the end of July is causing buyers to remain on the sidelines for the moment. And grain futures tried to turn higher today as corn and wheat started to follow gains in soybeans. Corn prices edged higher, followed by two-sided trading on a 3-cent range. And December futures traded both sides of its narrow wedge for the week with a breakout looming. Soybeans ended higher as the market continued its rebound from 3-month lows established on Monday. August weather makes or breaks the bean crop, and hints of a shift back to warmer and drier weather lured buyers back into the market yesterday. And wheat prices are a little higher too, having recovered from a downdraft overnight when futures in Paris turned lower. While estimates of French production came in lower than expected, abundant world supplies muted the impact of rallies. For Radio Oklahoma Network, I'm Carson Horn.